life, text number 6 through 7. Tenaham,
tenaham,
nigrihito,
nigrihito,
asmi,
asmi,
bhavata,
bhavata,
bhurikarmana,
bhurikarmana,
vadas,
vadas,
cha, varnai,
varnai,
pashay,
pashay,
natir vride,
nati vride,
na,
na,
cha,
cha,
yate,
yate,
tinaham nigrihitosmi,
tinaham nigrihitosmi,
bhavata purikarmana,
bhavata purikarmana, Vadascha varunai pashay
Nati vridena chavyate
Nati vridena chavyate
Unto you Vaira anubandena
By continuously treating as an enemy
Vyudhena
Vyudhena
Firmly fixed by such intelligence.
Vibhuda
itaraha.
Vibhuda itaraha.
The demons.
Those other than the demigods.
Bahavaha.
Many of them.
Labhire.
Achieved.
Siddhim.
Perfection.
Yam.
Which.
Uha,
it is well known.
Ekanta yoginaha,
equal to the achievements of the greatly successful mystic yogis.
Tena,
therefore,
aham,
I.
Nigrihitaha
asmi.
Although I am being punished.
Bhavata.
By your lordship.
Bhurikarmana.
Who can do many wonderful things.
Madhaha
cha. I am arrested and bound.
Varunai
Pashai
by the ropes of Varuna.
Na Ativride.
I am not at all ashamed of this.
Na Chavyate.
Nor am I suffering very much.
Translation. Many demons who were continuously inimical toward you finally achieved the perfection of great mystic yogis. Your lordship can perform one work to serve many purposes, and consequently, although you have punished me in many ways, I do not feel ashamed of having been arrested by the ropes of Varuna. Nor do I feel aggrieved. Responsively, please repeat. Many demons who were continuously
inimical toward you
finally achieved the perfection
of great mystic yogis.
Your lordship can perform one work.
To serve many purposes.
And consequently,
although you have punished me in many ways,
I do not feel ashamed
of having been arrested by
the ropes of Varuna,
nor do I feel aggrieved.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Bali Maharaj appreciated the Lord's mercy not only upon him but upon many other demons. Because this mercy is liberally distributed, the Supreme Lord is called All-Merciful. Bali Maharaj was indeed a fully surrendered devotee, but even some demons who were not at all devotees but merely enemies of the Lord attained the same exalted position achieved by many mystic yogis. Thus, Bali Maharaj could understand that the Lord had some hidden purpose in punishing him. Consequently, he was neither unhappy nor ashamed because of the awkward position in which he had been put by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna's activities are all very wonderful, and therefore it is stated, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatata tyaktva deham punar janmanaiti mameti so Arjuna. If we can simply appreciate that Krishna's activities are transcendental, then we don't have to take birth again in this material world. Krishna is not an ordinary living being. He is Vibhu, or unlimited. We are Anu, we are atomic. So our activities may be relative. One person has some strength, and someone has more strength. Someone has some beauty, but there's always someone more beautiful. Wealth, fame, knowledge, these are all the opulences that we have in minute quantity, and Krishna has 100%. We have our activities and our pastimes, but Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He's the fountainhead of all nectarian rasa or pastimes. So when Krishna comes to this material world, or even from his own abode, when he deals with a living being, it is for their benefit. Krishna is certainly all good. He is Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, most intimate friend of all living beings. Frankly speaking, we cannot trust anyone in this material world. We are overcome by a myriad of desires, so many different kinds of material desires. And a man will do anything when he is under the grip of material nature, under the grip of lust, anger, and greed. He will do anything to achieve the object of his desire. Therefore, anyone who is engrossed in sense gratification cannot be trusted. Visvaso naiva kartavya strishu raja kaleshucha. Good example is given by Chanakya Pandit that a king who has so much material opulence is naturally engaged in different kinds of sense gratification. He's living in a nice palace, sleeping on a beautiful soft bed with golden headboard and etc., those big beautiful beds that they have. I visited one man in London recently, and he was a wealthy man, very wealthy man,
but he had spent a lot of money on his house. And everywhere there was granite and marble inside the house. It wasn't a big house, but it was just decked with the best of everything. And he was a little sick that day, so we were ushered in and led up to his bedroom. And I was so surprised to see it looked like the king's bed. It was a beautiful gold-leafed, or I don't think it was solid gold, gold-leafed wooden bed with fancy curtains around it. And this is the nature. Someone gets a little material opulence, they spend it on sense gratification. But they can't be trusted. Also, women in general, they're not very philosophically inclined, and therefore they tend to identify the self with the body. Spiritual life means to discriminate between the physical self and the spiritual self. The body is not worthy of such worship. If you work for a man for 10 years and he's promising you, I'll pay you very nicely, so you don't take any salary, and then at the end of 10 years he says, oh, I can't pay you anything. So naturally you'll be very frustrated. Well, this material body, we work for this material body for 50, 60, 70 years, and the final payment we get is old age, disease, and death. So it's certainly in our self-interest to see beyond the body. Natevidu swadagatim hi Vishnu. The suffering conditioned souls do not know that their real self-interest is to approach God, to take shelter of God. Only Krishna can protect us. Balasya neha sharanam pitarao nasimha nartasya chagadamudanvati majatona. Only Krishna can protect us. And everyone else in this material world, up and down, they're simply, to one degree or another, interested in sense gratification. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada stresses in the early lectures from 1966 right up till 1972-73, when his movement really started to expand and grow in a very dynamic way through book distribution, Srila Prabhupada constantly stressed, lecture after lecture, almost to the point that one would think he was being redundant. Why is he always stressing on the same thing every time? Because we have to get free. Not just theoretically, we have to become detached from this material body. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukha yonaya. The birth, the source of all of our suffering, both physical and mental, is that we are attached to this gross and subtle material body. And spiritual life begins when one realizes aham, brahmasmi. So, Krishna has our self-interest in mind, and he dispenses his mercy in such a way that we will become free. We may not understand how the Lord is working. In the Bible it is said, the wheels of the Lord grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. In other words, imagine taking your grains to a grinding mill, those heavy wheel that crushes the grains and makes them into powder. So the Lord's grinding wheel, the Lord's wheel, moves slowly, but you get very fine wheat or whatever you're getting ground. So Krishna's arrangement for us is to lead us, to entice us, to entreat us to come back to Godhead, where we belong. Tamasima Jyotirgama. We don't belong in this miserable place. We're suffering so much, constantly harassed by various kinds of miseries. And it's all due to our enemy. Here, Prabhupada, also the verse it is mentioned, Vaira Anubandena, by continuously treating as an enemy. So our enemy is our lust, our anger, and our greed. And somehow or other, we have to curb down, calm down our lust and anger and greed. And the best remedial measure is to engage our senses. You cannot force the senses. The mind and the senses are the sitting places of lust. But you cannot force the senses artificially to be renounced. It may work for a short period of time, but invariably the senses will rise up again and force you to fall down. Even great sages, Shobari Rishi, meditating underwater for 40,000 years, underwater, holding his breath. But when he saw two fish copulating, his austerity was broken. What to speak of Vishwamitra, 60,000 years in samadhi, had achieved some kind of perfection in Ashtanga Yoga, practicing such heavy austerities we can't imagine. In fact, we think it is simply mythology that anyone could do that, because we can't do it. But he heard the ankle bells of Menaka, and his meditation was broken. Everything was spoiled. So what to speak of us? We're not qualified for heavy, heavy austerities. Not practical, we could not follow. But we can engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam. This is devotional service. We can change our lives in such a way that our activities are regulated. Our eating, our sleeping, our mating, defending. We can regularly engage in these activities under the guidance of the Lord and his devotees and become purified. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamritas vadanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. Padayatra is a nice idea. Constant chanting. Satatam kirtayantomam. Krishna says, my devotees are always engaged in chanting my glories. Nitya yuktu upasate. Nitya. They're always engaged in worshipping me. The impersonalist yogis, they say that the soul comes into this world in illusion, practices so many so-called activities, and in the end he merges back into the Lord just like a drop of water. You put it back in the ocean, it appears to merge. So any activities that we do, such as devotional service, they say that is simply maya. Brahma satyam. Jagan mitya. Only Brahma, only Brahman is truth. This jagat is false. It doesn't exist. Whatever you're seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, simply, it does not exist. This is their philosophy. Well, we don't agree with that. We say it exists, but it is not our eternal home. It is not substantial. And Krishna says, nitya yukta upasate. Nitya means eternally engaged in worshipping me. Krishna says, natveva aham jatu nasham natvam neme janadipa nachaiva navavishyama sarve vayamataha param. You and I, Arjuna, we existed in the past. We exist at the present moment. And we will exist in the future. Sarve means all of us. In other words, we will be plural, all of us. In the future, we will be individuals. So, we cannot trust anyone who is addicted to sense gratification in this material world. We can only trust Lord Krishna, and we need the help of a fully surrendered devotee. We're hearing about the activities and hearing the wise statements by Bali Maharaj, who was indeed a fully surrendered devotee, even though he was put into a very difficult situation. He was taken out from his kingdom. He was not only an ordinary king, but he was king of all of the demons, daityas, and as such he had tremendous opulence. It is described that the subterranean heavenly planets are much more opulent than the planets of the demigods, because the demons devote their lives totally to sense gratification, and they exploit and plunder and steal from others. Whereas at least the demigods, certainly elevated souls, even though they're engaged in sense gratification, which is their birthright, there is a modicum of chastity. There is at least some responsibility to serve the Lord. So Bali Maharaj was certainly very wealthy, but he was the grandson of Prahlad, and as such he had what we call sanskara, or blessings or energy from the great devotee Prahlad, and as such Bali Maharaj himself was a great devotee of the Lord, is a great devotee of the Lord. And even though he was tied up He lost everything. That did not bother him. What bothered him most was he was not able to fulfill his pledge to Vamana. Of course, finally he offered his head. But he didn't feel ashamed by his situation. In fact, if one has to be conquered, it's good that you should be conquered by the Lord directly. Not many of us get that chance to meet Krishna directly. If you want to be a demon and meet Krishna, you have to be a very big demon. A little small demon, Krishna can kill just by sending a hurricane or something, or, you know, some disease, or Krishna can take care of things without coming himself. But in this case, Bali Maharaj had the darshan of Upendra, of Vamana, who can do wonderful things. Vamana did do many wonderful things. So, tatte nukampam susamikshamana bunjana evadma kritam vipakam. A devotee of the Lord sees anything that has happened to him that is negative or traumatic or whatever, any bad thing. The devotee sees that is Krishna's arrangement to help me. I'm attached in this material world, and Krishna has smashed me. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you for destroying my illusion. Otherwise, I would have remained in this material world for many, many more lifetimes. I'm not inclined to become austere. I'm not inclined to give up my attachments. But you're forcing me. You're very kind, considering my self-interest, considering that I only stay in this body for a short period of time, considering that any austerity I perform within this body is only for a short period of time, and the result is that if I pass your test, I go to live with you. A devotee can gain any one of the five opulences. Can have the same body as Krishna, live on the same planet as Krishna, you can have the same opulence of Krishna, different kinds of liberation. Of course, the devotee doesn't want any of these, but he can be blessed with them by the Lord's grace. So what is this in the material world? It is just a perverted reflection. And it's full of misery. So if you're on the right path, I could see if someone had no spiritual path, had no understanding of his relationship with Krishna, had no understanding of the difference between the soul and the body. Such a person, when they meet with misery, they are distressed. And they do cry out, why has this happened to me? This must be God's fault. And when I do something good, it's not God's fault. I did it. Ishwaroham. Aham bogi. I'm the controller. I'm the enjoyer. I did this. I get the credit. My planning. But when something bad happens, oh, why did God do this to me? Why do bad things happen to good people? That was the book by a so-called religious person. Vaite badra badra gyan sarva manodarm. e bala e manda e sab brahm. Someone who thinks that there is good or bad in this material world is simply an illusion. There is only coming closer to Krishna and going farther away from Krishna. And anything that can help us to come closer to Krishna, to get free from our attachment, to wake us up. Jeev Jago! Wake us up. Everybody awake in the kitchen there? Anything that can wake us up, it's all right. It's good. It's Krishna's mercy upon us. So Bali Maharaj is teaching us by his example. He was not disturbed. He was not unhappy. Not ashamed by his awkward position. He was just happy to have the association of the Lord. So we should also be happy that we have the association of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, Radha Madan Mohan, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Sri Sri Gaurinitai. These are directly Krishna, Sakshad Hari. We can benefit tremendously in our attempts to engage in sadhana. We can take shelter of the Vaishnavas and ultimately be wonderfully successful and certainly get out of this material world, go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.